Well, I think now it's crystallizing for everybody in terms of what is happening out there. We have the RTB, the Residential Tenancy Board, which published figures yesterday, which shows now in the second half of last year, over 127 notices to quit have been given effect or have been issued by landlords. That means that because of the lifting of the eviction ban, which took place on Saturday, that those notices to quit now become live. That's a 127 families that are struggling to find places to live. Some of them have been in contact with my own constituency office. I'm sure others have gone to charities. Some are looking desperately to see if there's alternative accommodation. And in one conversation that my office had with a family today, it was a case of that they have nowhere to go. There's nowhere available to them to rent at the price that they can afford. And they're talking to the local authority about sleeping in their car. You know, this is just not acceptable that you would have a family in the Northwest in that situation. But this is was always the reality when the government decided to end its eviction ban without any plan in place. And really, I appeal to the government TDs, two of them in our own county, who backed the ending of this eviction ban, who've left these families high and dry, in my view, that they need to reassess this, that the government needs to reassess this, the need to put in place the ban again, and the need to then buy a little bit of time to make sure that the proper alternatives are in place for these families.